The boulevards surrounding this town's drab housing projects carry inspiring names, Auguste Renoir after the celebrated French painter, or the crossroads of Europe. The reality is much more ordinary. Squat look-alike apartment buildings, some shedding paint, others flecked with graffiti, where laundry hangs to dry in the icy air. 2 months ago, Aulnay-sous-Bois briefly captured international media attention as one of the epicenters of 3 weeks of nationwide violence. The unrest was touched off in a nearby suburb after two African youngsters were accidentally electrocuted as they tried to hide from police. Police say they were not pursuing the teenagers. Roughly 10,000 vehicles were burnt in the ensuing mayhem, and hundreds of buildings were damaged. Police largely blamed the violence on ethnic immigrant youths. Hundreds were arrested, and some spent time in jail. But the only sounds piercing a recent afternoon were those of children playing soccer at 3000, one of the toughest neighborhoods at Aulnay-sous-Bois. Aïssa Diarra, a 45-year-old cleaning woman from Mali, waits for a bus, rubbing her arms to stay warm. Diarra says calm has returned to this working-class housing project, home to many Africans and other ethnic immigrants like herself. She says the youngsters have stopped doing stupid things. But Diarra cannot think of anything else that has changed for the better. Last week, French President Jacques Chirac lifted a state of emergency imposed during the rioting. France's center-right government has mixed get-tough strategies to end the violence with promises to address some of its causes, soaring unemployment, dilapidated housing, and a general sense of despair and exclusion hanging over housing projects like this one. But so far, most of the proposals for better education and job training, for more social services and fairer hiring practices for ethnic minorities have yet to be realized. And at Aulnay-sous-Bois and elsewhere, people are divided over whether life will really improve. At 3000, local activist Aïssa Diawara is optimistic. Diawara heads a neighborhood association that helps Aulnay's immigrants find jobs and housing. Last November, she was among a group of activists who aired their grievances to French Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin. She believes he will address them.
Pour le moment, concrètement, les choses ne sont pas encore peut-être mises en place par rapport à toute.
Diawara says there may not be any tangible improvements yet, but she says people are meeting and talking about problems, which they didn't do before. There are signs of change at 3000. A bulldozer chews into a concrete tower, one of several slated for demolition as part of an urban renewal project begun before the riots. Aulnay's deputy mayor, Frank Canajoso, also argues life in projects like 3000 is getting better, even if people don't yet realize it. Canajoso says youngsters here say the town doesn't offer enough training and other social services, but he notes the rioters destroyed some of the structures that existed. He said the riots sent a bad message. Many French agree. Recent polls show the majority supported the government's tough crackdown on the rioters. And one survey published last month found that 1 in 6 respondents believed there were too many immigrants in France. France's economic doldrums are another barrier to a better life for ethnic immigrants here. The French government has urged public and private sector employers to hire more minorities, but the unemployment in France is nearly 10%, and more than double that figure in low-income neighborhoods like 3000. Jamel Belarbi is associate director at a job placement agency. Since the riots, he says, young people looking for work face an additional obstacle.
Aujourd'hui, malheureusement, avec ce qui s'est passé, les jeunes de banlieue vont être encore.
Belarbi says prospective employers are even more wary of job applicants from places like 3000 than they were before. Since the riots, he says, they see local youngsters as the ones who burn and destroy, even if many did not participate in the violence. 25-year-old Mamadou Camara agrees. Camara is an ethnic Mauritanian who has been out of work for a year.
Tout quand il voit écrire sur moi, il se pose des questions comme écrire, carrément, dernièrement, j'ai un entretien, ils m'ont demandé...
Sitting on his motorcycle at 3000, Camara describes a recent interview for a job as a sound engineer at a music studio. He was asked if he participated in the riots. Camara said no, but he has heard nothing from the studio since then. But Salem Bissad is more hopeful about the future of Aulnay-sous-Bois and of its residents. The 34-year-old Algerian owns a small computer business. He acts as a mentor for some of the young ethnic immigrants. Bissad agrees that it will take time to improve life in neighborhoods like 3000, but he says he's optimistic. He lives and works in a town which is dynamic, he says, and which is doing more than just talking about the problems it faces. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Aulnay-sous-Bois.